Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We do have temperatures today getting into the 80s. Now, a little bit of fog early this morning, south coast from about the Mass Pike southward, especially Cape and the Islands. It's quite thick. Some places the visibility is virtually zero. So that will lift. Then we'll get the sunshine. Temperatures in the 70s at the Cape, but 85 to 90 as you get inland. And no wind. That's the other thing. Winds will be virtually calm. So there's not going to be a lot of relief, kind of a breeze to cool you off at all today.
And tomorrow, hotter, humid as well?
Yeah, a little bit hotter, a little more humid. I think we deal with the clouds and the fog a little bit in the morning. Again, it takes a little while to burn off. Temperatures tomorrow, again, up near 90 over inland areas, again, staying in the 70s to near 80 Cape and the Islands. You know, if you're down there and you're right at the water, it's in the 70s. You get, you know, a mile away from the water, you're probably at 80 or 82 degrees. And then the same thing for Saturday, a little bit warmer. We'll get into the low 90s. I think some places on Saturday, probably 91, 92, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm in a town or two. But generally, think of it as a mostly sunny, hot and humid day. Slightly less hot on Sunday with temperatures in the mid-80s, but still quite humid.
And the Cape and Islands, much cooler through this?
Yeah, it'll be much cooler. It'll be actually a little more humid. So, you know, it's sort of a little bit of a trade-off. The dew points down there will be a little higher. But I think you want to think about the Cape and the Islands mostly right at the beaches, upper 70s to near 80, inland areas, low, maybe a few middle 80s if you get right in the middle of the Cape or start getting off Cape. Down towards, say, Mashpee or places like that. But generally, it's going to be pretty warm as well, but no 90s down there.
And what about next week?
So next week also looks hot. Temperatures, again, in the mid-80s to low 90s. I think that this pattern is going to continue. Some areas we'll see, you know, between today, maybe getting near 90, and next Wednesday, probably 4, 5, maybe even 6 days of that are 90 for a few places. The most likely spots will be the Merrimack Valley, on into southern New Hampshire and back through portions of Worcester County, the lower areas of Worcester County up near 90 for many, many days like that. And that's pretty unusual so early to have so many days this hot and, of course, dry.
The U.S. Drought Monitor classifies 73% of the state as abnormally dry right now. So is there any rain on the horizon? And what does that mean?
Yeah, so we're definitely very dry, depending on how you look at it. Since mid-May, some areas from, say, southern New Hampshire down through this area have seen top 10 to perhaps the driest in 100 years in this little window. So things are drying out. The sun this time of the year is at its absolute peak, so we have the most amount of solar heating. The sun is as high as it gets. We're drying things out really quickly, and I do suspect that some areas are going to see moderate drought conditions developing across the area here, because I just don't see any steady drought-relieving rains in the forecast.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.